Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. A federal government frontbencher has confirmed the Australian Defence Force is preparing plans to send Australian troops to be part of a peacekeeping force in Gaza. Health Minister Mark Butler says Australia has not yet received any requests from the United States or any other country to send Australian military support to the enclave. Opposition frontbencher Jane Hume says the coalition would not support the deployment of Australian troops to Gaza in the current situation. Australia has signed its first ever tax treaty with Ukraine in an effort to strengthen economic ties between the two countries. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the treaty will make it easier for businesses from both countries to invest in each other by reducing compliance rates.
We salute and we support the extraordinary bravery and courage of the Ukrainian people in the face of Russian aggression. We support the Ukrainian people and its government militarily. We support them across the board, but today was an important demonstration of our effort to build even closer economic relations between Australia and Ukraine at a time when its economy, for obvious reasons, is under maximum pressure.
Pope Leo has condemned the use of hunger as a weapon of war. In a ceremony marking World Food Day, the Pope made an urgent plea for global leaders to end world hunger. Pope Leo says the cruel strategy in today's conflicts represents an ethical derailment.
Today, we can no longer delude ourselves by thinking that the consequences of our failures impact only those who are hidden out of sight. The hungry faces of so many who still suffer challenge us and invite us to re-examine our lifestyles, our priorities, and our overall way of living in today's world.
In London, King Charles has met with representatives from Australian Indigenous communities. King Charles gave the Ananu traditional owners a gift of slipware pottery. The monarch was gifted with a painting by Eunice Woods called Uluranya, which marks the 40th anniversary of the decision to hand back Uluru to its traditional owners. King Charles visited Uluru with Princess Diana during their tour of Australia in 1983. In a video message played during the event in London, Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the handing back of Uluru is an important moment.
It was a milestone in Aboriginal land rights in Australia and a powerful moment in the story of our continent.
The Australian Brandenburg Orchestra is performing alongside a soloist singing in Yolngu Mata language. Noi Gapu, which translates to the ocean, was written by Yolngu songman Rawoon Memuru. It blends his ancestral songlines of Arnhem Land with the classical orchestral works of an 18th century European composer. Rawoon Memuru was told NITV, it's a powerful work.
For you, it's a very deep understanding, very deep feeling when we think about the water. And water for us is a giver of life, similar to the land. They both work in that same system.
And a sport in cricket. Australia has reached the semi-final of the Women's Cricket World Cup, easily beating Bangladesh by 10 wickets. Captain Alyssa Healy hit 113 not out off 77 balls, while Phoebe Lichner scored 84 not out off 72. The team reached 202 without loss. Bangladesh scored 198 runs and lost 9 wickets. The win extends Australia's unbeaten World Cup streak to 13 games. Thanks for listening. That's SBS News in Easy English.